Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, 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 another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. And we got some great guests coming up. Your calls, a ton of vital news and information as normal. As usual, we're going to have wide open phones today. We'll go to your calls early in this first hour. Any news item you'd like to discuss, the 9/11 Whitewash Commission that I watched several hours of yesterday. You want to get into what's happening with the election, want to cover the unfolding police state control grid, or any of the news items I bring up, or any news stories from your area that you think people should know about, 1-800-259-9231. I've gotten a little better about this, but I'm going to really go to the calls quick, so have your point, have your question, make it, and we're going to move on. 1-800-259-9231. There is so much here to cover. But I was listening to Derry Brownfield, has a syndicated show on before mine, and he had a caller who talked about how back when they were in public school, they'd carry their shotguns with them on the bus. They weren't allowed to carry their rifles, and that if they saw some deer during deer season, they would, well, suddenly the windows would slide down. It looked like a Portuguese man-o-war, porcupine or something, all these shotguns sticking out the windows, and they start blasting away. And you didn't have very many accidents back then. You do nowadays because people don't know how to use guns properly. But the point is, my father, he's not even that old, like 55 years old. He would carry his rifle, his shotgun to school and stick it in the locker, and he was in a pretty big school district. I mean, it was a rural area, but there were thousands of students in that school system. And, he'd go hunting with the coaches after class, or he'd, go to a friend's house. Well, he'd bring his handguns to school. Back when America was America, back then in the 50s and 60s, you couldn't bring your gun to school. In Russia, you couldn't have a gun. But, see, we're more like Russia every day, domesticated, pathetic slobs. And they started discussing the story because an ag teacher, I think he said in Missouri, he was reading an article, had killed a rabbit, showed him how to kill and butcher a rabbit, which I was taught how to do. And it was top story, and, will there be arrest? Oh, my goodness. And why they're teaching people how to butcher animals. Where do you think the animals come from, people? I guess I'm evil because I know how to butcher a deer. I know how to chop it up real nice and put it in a ice chest and take it home and put it in the refrigerator, the freezer. I'm not a domesticated serf who doesn't even know where the food comes from. And in about a week, you'd have these Lexus-driving yuppies just running around in the streets, starving, screaming, pulling their hair out, the same crowd that wants our guns. We become domesticated. We become a nation of mindless, bug-eyed spectators. Side issue, though, bunch of news today. Global Research does a lot of great work, and they put out a photo taken by the troops, and they've had human skulls on the tanks and 666 on the helicopters. That Reuters has shown that. But this latest thing is they have kids hold up signs that said, this military officer killed my dad, and he knocked up my sister. And the troops are behind them, with the thumbs up. It's a thing of pride. They have them do chants about killing children now. You turn the television on, torture's good. We are turning into not just a spoiled, rotten, domesticated, bug-eyed population, but into a wicked population that thinks evil is good. So we'll get into that. And just, folks, there is so much today. Washington Times wrote up that RFID story we posted. So that's coming up, too. Just stay with us. Big show, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's all coming up.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In surviving a bioterrorist attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon 97530.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're all kind of in a culture shock right now. That is, the globalists are trying to overwhelm us, shock us into submission by overwhelming us with data and tyranny, the data of the tyranny. I mean, I remember 8 years ago talking about Skull and Bones and having local talk shows attack me as a raving lunatic, you know, claiming that Bush gets in coffins and they're in some weird secret order. And when it was already admitted, known of over 100 years ago in major publications, to them it was insane, didn't exist. As soon as the news came out and said it was going on, they said, oh, what's the big deal? They're just having fun. It's like the New World Order. New World Order doesn't exist. You're crazy if you talk about it. The kook detector, only nuts discuss it. Now the Supreme Court says they're under UN control, following their orders. They're getting rid of our borders. All this is happening. And, oh, yeah, the New World Order's here, and it's a conservative thing. You're a liberal if you're against it. You know, 3 years ago, I read Tucson Citizen News articles out of Arizona where the police suck your blood on the side of the road, jabbing needles into you by flashlight illumination. People couldn't believe it, even as I posted the articles, and, you know, now it comes out in the Wall Street Journal as they beat people to death taking the blood. My only point is that, you know, I talk to people all the time, and just, I just can't believe it. We'll look into it. Well, I just can't believe it. Look at history. Look at all the bizarreness. Look at all the tyranny. Look at all the things that happen. And then stop being so naive. Well, I'm a member of the establishment, and I've got my whole life invested in being a toady of this system, and so you criticize this system, you criticize me. No, that's not the case. You're not a fire ant or a honeybee as part of some hive system. You're a human being made in the image of God. You need to start acting like it. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. We're going to get to your calls coming up here pretty quick. Just some of the news coming up. I see photos like this every week. And Reuters has put out quite a few of them. They've got a big force of reporters in Iraq. You know, skulls on the fronts of tanks, dead bodies on the fronts of tanks, 666 on helicopters, 666 the beast on helicopters. Oh, the troops are just having fun. Just like Skull and Bones, they're just having fun. You know, I guess the Masons up in Long Island, when they blew that guy's head off with the coffins and guillotines all around them in the black hoods, they were just having fun. Again, it's just all having fun if it's the establishment. And we've put out, you know, covered news articles here, mainstream news articles. We put it out on the show where the Marines don't have kill a commie for mommy chants anymore. It, you know, that's how it starts. Now the cult-like chants are have the school children gather around, throw the candy on the ground, mow them little bleepers down. We're going to kill them. We're going to kill children. I mean, this is cult-like, worse than Jim Jones brainwashing, right out in plain view. And it's, what, you're against the military? Well, no, I'm not against turning our troops into brainwashed zombies and putting them on methamphetamine and psychotropics, which they're also doing. You know, so Delta Force comes back and slaughters their families at Fort Bragg. But this newest photo, Lieutenant Corporal Bolderolt killed my dad, then he knocked up my sister. That's what the sign says. This photo is disturbing. It certainly reflects the military training and indoctrination of the troops, which encouraged them to kill civilians indiscriminately, as confirmed in numerous reports. Well, I watched live Fox News as families in trucks were machine gunned out of their vehicles, falling out dead on the ground. No resistance, just shooting everything that moved. It also confirms the crudest form of war crimes committed by an occupation army, murder and rape. Two smiling children on the picture do not know what is written on the cardboard poster. We are not dealing with an isolated event. We are dealing with a code of conduct which emanates from the U.S. Occupation High Command. The war is criminal, and it insults, instills criminality among occupation forces. Is this what Bush means when he says, we the civilized world? Remember that Army colonel that said with a good fierce of, with a good dose of fear and brutality, we'll be able to give the Iraqis freedom? I mean, that bizarre quote of last year that was in the Washington Times. And this is just la-la land craziness. And look, I mean, I've talked to World War II vets. I've talked to Vietnam vets. I've talked to a lot of people. And, you know, real men who've actually had to kill a lot of people are sad about it. You know, as old men, they would get tears in their eyes if you could get them around the deer camp fire to talk about it. But nowadays, I mean, it's real cute. I mean, in front of BBC reporters and AP reporters, we posted all these mainstream articles. You know, they would, a reporter said, you just killed those children. And, you know, one of the troops goes, yes, and I want to kill more, and I'm going to kill more. I mean, if you're going to kill women and children, that happens sometimes in war as an accident. You certainly don't do it on purpose and then brag about it and revel demonically in it. You know, like the captain from Moby Dick possessed by demons. I know you got to read Melville's book to get what I'm saying, but I don't know. It's just crazy. I mean, it's not manly to kill women and children. It's not manly to talk about how rape is cool. It's not manly, you know, to love torture and death, okay? I mean, I know that's a radical statement. I'm a very radical person, and I'm against such things, but it's just out of control. So we've posted that story at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Watson, my webmaster who listens to the show, Paul, you ought to get all those articles together where they chant about killing children, where they would revel and scream, we want to kill more women, or they would shoot a woman walking down the road at 200 yards and watch her head splatter and then make jokes about it. Hey, you look at how I blew that bleeper's head off. Ha, ha, ha. You know, it's just sick. I mean, that's the whole attitude they've got here. Experts urge steps to cut army suicides in Iraq. This is out of Reuters. Because most of the troops are good people, and they're around all this government-sponsored psychopathic behavior, and they're committing suicide. We've never had this many suicides in a war, by the way. And that's official. The suicide rate among U.S. soldiers in Iraq far exceeds the Army's average, and experts believe more mental health specialists should be sent to Iraq, among other measures officials said on Wednesday. But they said the 12-person Army Medical Health Advisory Team, including psychiatrists, psychologists, and social workers, and experts in combat stress, did not regard the suicide rate in Iraq as a crisis. The finding was that there is no epidemic, said a senior Army official, discussing the report the day before its formal release. So, you know, it's like, well, the anthrax shot's deadly in killing troops, but it's no problem. We're going to continue it. Kind of that same attitude. And it says Army statistics are higher than in past years. However, and this is why it's not a crisis, they are still lower than the U.S. national average in the same age group category. Oh. So it's a record for the military, but still, you know, why our school children are killing themselves more often, so everything's okay. Which they admit Prozac causes increased risk of suicide, but again, let's give more Prozac to the children. This is a story here from Tom Flacco, done a lot of good reporting. He goes to all these commission hearings. DOJ asked FBI translator to change pre-9/11 transcripts. Breaking special report from 9/11 hearings, DOJ asked FBI translator to change pre-9/11 intercepts. FBI translator Sybil Edmonds was offered a substantial raise and a full-time job in order not to go public, but she had been asked by the Department of Justice to retranslate and adjust the translations of terrorist suspect intercepts that had been received before 9/11 by the FBI and CIA. Edmonds, a 10-year U.S. citizen who has been a polygraph examination, speaks fluent Farsi and Turkish and had been working part-time with the FBI for 6 months, commencing in December 2001. In a 50-reporter frenzy in front of some 12 cameras, Edmonds said, Attorney General John Ashcroft told me he was invoking state secret privilege and national security when I told the FBI I wanted to go public with what I heard translated from the pre-9/11 intercepts. And again, the FBI paid for their houses, their credit cards, their cars, the supposed hijackers. They trained them at U.S. military bases. They gave bonuses to the FBI agents that blocked other FBI agents that tried to stop Al-Qaeda. David Shipper's the man that impeached Bill Clinton, that brought down the mob in Chicago, tried to dozens of times get to Ashcroft and Bush to warn them of specific threats. FBI agents were threatened with arrest if they stopped Al-Qaeda. And so this is just a continuation. It's like a Springman who we had on, who was in the Jeddah office in Saudi Arabia, and he called and said, you're letting in all these known terrorists. And they said, yeah, we know. They're going to be trained at training camps in the U.S. I mean, I've had him on. It's just admitted, people. I want to get her on the show. I need to do that. So, but again, you don't hear this on the nightly news. Instead, you've got the chairman of the commission, all these other whitewashers who are in business with Bush and involved the 9/11 cover-up. That's been out. Just telling you how wonderful it is, and well, there was a mess-up, and we really dropped the ball, and just give us your freedoms, and everything will be all right. And she said, quote, I appeared once on CBS 60 Minutes, but I have been silenced by Mr. Ashcroft. The FBI follows me. I was threatened with jail in 2002 if I went public, Edmonds told Tom Flacco and the reporters. When we asked her if it was really true that she had been bribed by the FBI and DOJ, Edmonds said, you can interpret it as that. The writer personally asked Edmonds where the term state secret privilege was derived. The term came from the October 18, 2002 DOJ memo to me from DOJ spokesman Barbara Comstock, said Edmonds. Edmonds said, my translations of the pre-9/11 intercepts included money laundering, detailed and date-specific information enough to alert American people, and other issues dating back to 99, which I won't go into right now. We'll come back, take calls, get more into this, and then just so much more news. And we got some guests coming up as well. So be sure and stay with us. This is on PrisonPlanet.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yachtboy 400 PE World Band Shortwave Radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yachtboy 400 PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation and features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as ship-to-shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340, or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up, we'll get more into just another person in the federal government saying they were told to keep their mouths shut about government prior knowledge and protection of Al-Qaeda, their created organization. Widow of soldier in Jessica Lynch unit blast Bush. Oh, I guess she's against the military then. Again, if you criticize anything the government does, you're not patriotic. I also get into the Padilla case and how it will have an impact on the Patriot Act. Also, we'll get into the 9/11 whitewash hearings and what's going on with Clark. How really it's just a big shell operation. And there was an interesting story out of the London Evening Standard. Teenager simulated sex with a head. They dug into a tomb and then got a skull, and then the teenager did this. But, I mean, that's presidential material right there. In the new Christian conservative system, and if you're a real Christian, you're not a Christian, but if you worship Satan, you're George W. Bush. At the tomb, they get in the coffins with the skulls, and that's what they do, according to the people inside and out and mainstream reports. So, I don't know why this teenager's in trouble. I mean, I personally think it's bad, but perhaps this is going to be a future Prime Minister of England. Teenage boy pretended to perform a sex act on a head which had been removed from a body in a graveyard tomb, a witness told the court today. So, he may end up being Prime Minister of England. I'm not being sarcastic. Let's talk to Justin in Ohio. Justin, go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to bring something to the attention of all the Ohioans here who are going to turn their Second Amendment right into a privilege and have it regulated as such with the concealed carry legislation they just passed.
Yeah, that turns a right into a privilege, yep.
And, well, all the way on page 138 of 141, there's something very interesting in Section 6 here. Section 6 is just real small. It's a paragraph. I'd like to read it if I could.
Of what? You mean the legislation?
Yeah, the legislation, right. It says, in amending sections, blah, blah, gives the numbers, you know, of the revised code and enacting sections, blah, 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 of the revised code in this act, the General Assembly hereby declares its intent to recognize both of the following. A, the inalienable and fundamental right of an individual to defend the individual's person and the members of the individual's family. B, the fact that the right described in Division A of this section predates the adoption of the United States Constitution, the adoption of the Ohio Constitution, and the enactment of all statutory laws by the General Assembly, and may not be infringed by any enactment of the General Assembly. That's what it says. Now, what do you get out of that?
Well, they're stating that you've still got your Second Amendment right, and this isn't taking it, but in reality it does. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Alex, how are you?
Fine.
Watching the comedy of errors, you know, if this 9/11 incident wasn't such a tragedy, seeing Rumsfeld and Rice and all of these people choking on their own tongues and their own lies would be hilarious. My question to you is, where do you see all of this going? Because obviously some of the public is going to wake up that hasn't been woken up before either.
Well, just for people that don't even research 9/11 and all the proof of how the globalists carried out the attacks, the body language of these people is enough. I mean, they had Richard Armitage, Undersecretary of State, old CIA globalist from, what, three different administrations. They had Armitage up there, and my wife walks in the room with the TV on. She goes, that guy looks like a kingpin. I mean, just the way they look. Look at Tenet.
Tenet reminds me of Al Capone.
I mean, he's ready for Hollywood. He could play the Don. And again, don't judge a book by its cover, but the arrogance, the snickering, the laughing, the rolling of the eyes. I mean, they're a bunch of gangsters. That's what they are. You look at their actions, it proves it, but not just their actions, not just the text of the book. In this case, the cover, you can judge the book by the cover. And, yeah, they're a bunch of kingpins.
Exactly, but my question still is, how is this going to have an effect, do you believe?
This is why they had to do it. Why do they have a Warren Commission? Everybody knows that they killed Kennedy.
Whitewash, yes.
And you know, now over 90% in major polls, so their lies have failed. The truth has won out. But this way, a lot of people come to the commission going, I want to give you information, help me. And then they can have car wrecks, or they could be threatened by Ashcroft with arrest. That's what happens. People go to these commissions. This is the second commission, and that's even admitted today in the news. They go to the commission and tell them what they know. Suddenly, the FBI's there going, you're about to be arrested, whether you're an FBI agent or a code breaker or NSA or CIA. And then it's also the front, so they can say, well, the government dropped the ball, Clinton and Bush, but it was a big mess up, and why? We've had an investigation, and it's a big smoke screen. It's also about finding out what people know. Oh, you can trust them if you're in the government. Go to them, young man, young officer in the Air Force. Tell us what you know. Thanks for telling us. And then The young Air Force officer dies in an automobile accident the next morning. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
All right, my friends, we're back live. I'm not against George W. Bush because I'm an evil liberal. I'm against George W. Bush because he's a front man for the globalists, getting rid of our borders, massively increasing the size of the government and the debt, going after my Second Amendment, expanding the UN, you name it, setting up a horrible police state. And no, his cousin, his skull and bones brother, in darkness, literally in the cult of death, isn't going to save us either. The solution is locally, at the county and city level, taking action. Coming up, we'll get to Dylan, George, and Vince, and Richard, and Chad, and many, many others. But I've never aired these on the show. There are literally hundreds of these. But I just want you to listen to George W. Bush. I think there's 6 or 7 different clips of things he said in the last few years. And again, there are hundreds of these. I've got hundreds of these. We're going to post some of these on InfoWars.com. And why is it so important? Because it shows how the media crafting and image makers can blot over this, how they can cover this up. The fact that Bush has got all these egghead lying geniuses, globalist kingpins, and mobsters around him, but he is the hereditary heir to this police state system, just like over in North Korea, Kim Jong-il, by all accounts, is a moron. And I'm not saying Bush is a total moron, but, you know, he's so scripted that he's not good at scripting things, so he messes up. He's so nervous to get the lies and spin right that he's a bumbling fool. I mean, I've seen George Bush give many speeches as governor, and they were pretty good speeches. Why did he suddenly become this raving idiot? And by the way, I've watched many of his live speeches. He does this in every speech. This is the Democrats combing, you know, the world to find these. So here is one, well, I guess six or seven of these different clips, and we'll go back to your calls. So please stay with us. These are very revealing.
And so, in my speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it, speech to the nation. I asked Americans to give 4,000 hours over the next, for the rest of your life. Of service to America. That's what I asked. I said, 4,000 hours.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If you fool me, you can't get fooled again.
I was sitting outside the classroom waiting to go in. And I saw an airplane hit the tower TV was obviously on, and I used to fly myself, and I said, well, there's one terrible pilot.
I think the intelligence I get is darn good intelligence.
You're free, and freedom is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we will.
There was a honest difference of opinion as to how to account for a complicated transaction.
I want to remind you all that in order to fight and win the war, it requires a expenditure of money that is commensurate with keeping a promise to our troops to make sure that they're well paid, well trained, well equipped.
You're working hard to put food on your family.
We're working hard to put food on your family.
It's in the interest of a long-term peace in the world that we work for a free and secure and peaceful Iraq. A free and secure Iraq in the midst of the Middle East will have enormous historical impact.
Well, isn't that just special, my friends? Isn't that the cutest thing you ever heard? I mean, do I need to describe how ridiculous this is? And we've got a lot more of these. I mean, perhaps in the future I should keep playing these. I mean, there are hundreds of them, more than 100 of them, that I was viewing last night and that we'll be posting on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We need to do that, create sections on this, and you know, maybe have Bush's idiotic statements, have Kerry's wicked statements, have Clinton's lying statements, have Bush's lying statements. That'd be thousands of clips. But let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Dylan in Texas. Dylan, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks. I'm trying to catch my breath from cracking up from those quotes. I just want to mention...
Had you hear the order out of chaos comment?
Oh, yeah. It's just... He was going truthful for a moment or something.
Tony Blair said twice, weapons of mass destruction.
Uh-huh. I really want to mention what's going on in our border communities of the great states of Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California.
We have illegal aliens machine gunning, FBI, Border Patrol, burning down houses, raping, killing, slaughtering, trying to run them down just a few days. I mean, it's just total bedlam.
Yeah, well, some of these illegal aliens happen to be Mexican military in their full attire.
No, it's been in the Associated Press. We have the photographs, the video of it. I have hours of video that's been sent to me of just Mexican troops carrying bundles through the fence, over the border, pointing machine guns at people, saying, turn your cameras off. And the government will do nothing. They will go arrest you if you even try to go videotape them. The FBI will swoop down on you because you're trying to keep them from getting shot by the troops.
I've got just tons of news articles in front of me about this from place like Fox News, Sierra Times, Newsmax.
No, I know. Believe me, we see them every day to the point we don't even cover them half the time.
And this affects me personally here in Austin, Alex. You know why? I live in North Austin, just on the other side of 183, and recently my wife and I moved into an apartment. It was a number of months back. We almost moved out before the lease was up, but we decided we didn't want to, get a bad credit rating.
Yeah, I understand. So tell the
story. So this neighborhood, just 7 or 8 years ago, it was not like it is now, as violent and dangerous driving habits of people also, but just violent.
So there are former middle-class neighborhoods that 5 years ago were nice. You now see sides of beef hanging in open doorways, chickens running around in the middle of major intersections. Yes, we're becoming Mexico City.
Well, if it were just going back to some of the more wholesome, simple ways, like you just mentioned, that'd be one thing. But a lot of the people in these little Mexicos, and my wife is Hispanic, so this is not racist. A lot of these people are criminals.
Well, they're criminals when they come here and they violate the law. But a lot of them are criminals playing justice. That's the statistics. What is an illegal from Mexico? I think the LA Times even had the numbers a few months ago. It's like twice as likely to be a criminal. So, and it's even worse if it's Russia or China.
I know we had a real good apartment manager, and she quit. She just couldn't take it after a while. One of the things that happened to her is a young gentleman, she said must have been 17 years of age, came into her office one day because she had called his cell phone number on his car in the parking lot. He's a non-resident of the apartment, trying to sell his car. She called him, told him he had to move his car. Well, he came in, pushed everything off her desk. Her supervisor happened to be in the bathroom, come out, and so the guy decided to run off, but she feared for her life. And when she called the cops, they were very nonchalant. And I have some brothers in law enforcement, so I appreciate y'all, but, this is just... This is just very confusing.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. Vicente Fox came to Austin 3 months ago. I confronted him with a bullhorn with a bunch of other great people. And he gave an award to the APD for not following the federal law. Over 800 cities do this and accept these fake IDs. And now, 80-plus other countries are now, I'm sorry, it was 80, it's over 100 now, are saying we're going to issue a matricula card. Those will be accepted. But you as a citizen, regardless of what color you are going to have the government microscope down your throat, okay? And this is the new freedom. Look, the terrorism that they're creating is about scaring you into submission. And we're going to have 450 million people here by 2045, okay? That's another 150 million. And by the way, very few of the illegals, regardless of where they're from, actually talk to the census person, okay? And the census said there were between 8 and 14 million of them. Folks, there's well over 30 million. That's from congressional studies. 30 million people. And I have a family friend. In fact, I've known her since I was a baby. She's my parents' friends. And she manages the biggest apartment complex in Austin for the biggest property management company in the United States. And again, went to their corporate meeting last year in Dallas, and they were told in the big hall, all the managers, hundreds of them, they were told that they have been secretly taken over by the federal government, that they no longer have to pay taxes if one third of their residents. If it's government housing, but that they're not to tell other people in the apartments that they're now government housing, and that if it's illegal aliens, they're allowed to have as many as they want, no rules, leave them alone. This is official, folks. I have this from the horse's mouth, from her. And that they are not to do anything to them, but if a citizen has somebody staying even for a week, they are to fine them, threaten to kick them out. I've stood at the bank when the illegal alien has no ID and is given a bank account, but citizens are treated like garbage. Foreigners get 7 to 10 years of tax exemption. That's why they now own almost all the motels and gas stations and are branching out into everything else, because it's designed to destroy the middle class. I mean, Bush said that exporting jobs is good. They want to accelerate it. It's going to get seven times worse. Congressional Budget Office. But they're going to tell you all the new factory jobs you've got because they want to make fast food be considered a durable good factory job. Okay, good point, Dylan, and I'm sorry that's happening. Let's talk to George. George, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Ontario, Canada.
Welcome.
And I'd like to bring up a little point on this rabbit story. I was listening to Derry's show as well. And the whole root of the matter is...
Well, for those that just joined us, tell them what you're talking about.
It was a school teacher that found two-day-old hairless rabbits that were being eaten by ants and put them away by hitting them with a shovel and burying them and, you know, basically just, you know, saving them a lot of pain and suffering.
Yeah, and then callers were calling in about how there's been trouble when the people in the ag departments show people how to butcher, and then there's the freakouts. But this is what you're supposed to do.
Exactly. So what the substance of the message is, when Derry said that she should have called the state authority, which I was assuming was the SPCA or something like that, is you no longer have a right or a capability to decide life and death issues, and you're being trained with the animals so that it's the state that decides who gets euthanized and when. Even though you may run a farm, you may be a hunter, you may be a woodsman, you
now,
may run a trap
line. Part of it. What are they doing to her? I heard it was on the news, and they're
discussing. She was fined $310 per rabbit.
But so now, if I have a horse or I have a dog that's hit by a car, and I haven't done this, but I know people that have in the country, your dog gets hit by a truck out on the highway, it's flopping around in total pain. If I shoot it in the head or you shoot it in the head
with
a 410 shotgun, you're gonna get criminal charges.
Exactly. Like that here in Canada. I brought up an issue on your show a couple of months ago that had a happy resolution, and it involves one of our tactical units in Ontario that went after a hunter, and he had a license. He was hunting with permission of a property owner, but it was next to a schoolyard. And he was reported as, like, you know, the Beltway sniper. He was taken down with extreme prejudice, body searched in the street. His baby was held at gunpoint. She was used as a bargaining chip because she had transplant surgery and needed medicine in the house to get consent to search the house. It was a very nasty affair in a small town up here. That tactical unit has been disbanded. I wrote every MP in this country. I got a letter back after I was on your show 2 days later from the Prime Minister's office saying that he would delegate the Justice Minister to look into this matter. But
down
unfortunately...
Here down here, they'd get awards for what they did.
Well, sometimes things work in mysterious ways, and this was how mysterious it was. They weren't disbanded for this incident, but they had another incident where they were lawfully taking down someone who misused a firearm. But this person was a Native Indian. And while they were searching his house lawfully, they drew X's through a Mohawk Indian and the Mohawk Nation flag, and that's why they were disbanded.
Why would they do something like that?
Well, they're just completely, totally out of control. They take great sport and delight in having absolute power and control, just like you described.
And by the way, I talked about the photograph of the troops having the two children hold up the sign that the troops killed my father, they raped my sister, these people are going to come back here and be police officers.
Exactly.
Hey, thanks for the call. Good points, George in Canada. Vince in Indiana. Vince, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Fine.
Listen, I'm trying to keep track of this case. It's about an identification case, whether you're required to identify yourself.
Yeah, in the Supreme Court.
Yes, it was argued Monday, and the name of the case is Larry P. Heibel. I don't know if you're familiar with it. Is the petitioner, and it was versus the 6th Judicial District Court of the State of Nevada, arguing for the county of Humboldt County.
Yeah, and the court in the past has said you don't have to have an ID to walk down the street. Have they ruled yet?
Oh, no, it was argued, and the question presented was, does the Constitution prohibit the state from forcing people to identify themselves during a police investigation when they are seized upon with less than probable cause? This generated because of a phone call to the sheriff's department, because this guy drove his truck down some road, and the person that saw them called the sheriff's department. This person thought that saw this driver assault a female passenger. Sheriff, upon coming upon this incident, or coming upon the truck, noticed that there were skid marks. What the sheriff said.
Yeah, I know the story. I've actually covered the article on air.
But they argued that the writ of certiorari for the state was denied twice in this case. But you know, the Supreme Court requires written documentation of all cases presented all the way. And they didn't have one written document written for this case.
I hear you. I appreciate the call. I appreciate the call. I have predicted that they're going to rule that they can make you produce IDs. Here in Austin, they arrest you routinely if you don't do that. About 10 years ago, I was walking back. I told the story from my apartment, maybe 50 yards from a local convenience store, and I bought some, I don't know, Gatorade milk or something. And the cops pulled up and said, let me see your ID. And I said, no, I just walked from my apartment. Well, what apartment are you in? Well, here's the apartment I'm in. Well, I could arrest you for not having an ID. And I said, are you looking for somebody? They said, no, don't get smart. And I said, look, I don't have my ID. But the point is, the courts have said they can't do that, but they still do it, and it's still on the books. So, yeah, it's just, well, I guess in Germany you had to show your papers, so why not here? It's freedom.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Whitewash Commission, the police state, your calls. We got Pastor Ernie Sanders coming on, too. He's got a syndicated Christian broadcast on the Salem Network. I've been on his show as a guest a couple times over the years. We'll be talking about the 501c3 churches, why Christians think George Bush is God, and We'll get into a lot of other key issues with him as well and take your calls early into that hour. We're about to go to Michael and Chad and Charles and Bill and many others that are patiently holding. Just briefly, before I go back to your calls, I have made 10 films. I've written a book. I've published a book. I carry several other great books and other videos by great researchers and authors. You need to visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You need to go to our safe, secure online shopping cart and peruse all the great information tools we have and get them. I mean, I caught world leaders engaged in satanic rituals. It's admitted. I got the footage. Dark secrets inside Bohemian Grove. Find out who carried out 9/11 and other major terror events. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Part 2 of that, The Masters of Terror. Both over 2 hours long. Both professionally produced. Matrix of Evil. Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Police State 2000. Police State 2, The Takeover. My book, Descent into Tyranny. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free. Big discounts when you get multiple books or multiple videos. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Videos are $25.95 a piece, $20 when you order three or more of any of my films. And so again, 888-253-3139. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Texas. Michael, go ahead.
Yes, I happen to work at Intercontinental Airport in Houston.
Yes.
And what's interesting is I know you use deductive reasoning and common sense to find out about the New World Order, and you read a lot. Well, last week, for two straight days, there were Air Force planes doing crisscross patterns across Houston. I'm not talking about chemtrails. And I could tell that they were because of the speed they were flying and at the altitude. And then this week, here and all is going to be, we got war, there's going to be a terrorist attack and all that. And what's interesting is if you go back to, think it was October of 2003, they were saying that security guard had been wounded, shot in the arm, and that there were two
Arabs. Yeah, and then they said he made it up, and then now the FBI says, look, you know, that they think Houston is going to be hit, the refineries, by attacks. Well, that'd be a good excuse for them to jack up gas prices even more.
Well,
whatever happened with that security guard?
Well, I have no idea, but what's interesting is, I don't know if you ever heard of Lieutenant Colonel Jim Ammerman. He lives out in West Texas.
Yeah, we've had him on the show.
Okay, he said there was something like 3 million foreign troops throughout North America. Well, he said that in the Pentagon when he was there, I think under Clinton, early days under Clinton. He said that the Pentagon feared Texas the most. And what's interesting is with trying to figure this out, the deductive reasoning, and with the martial law,
I don't think it's 3 million troops, but there are foreign troops here. I mean, that's admitted.
Well, I figure that if they fear Texas the most, that they're probably going to do something in Texas to get the people in Texas afraid.
Well, that's what it's all about, and I've got a report here. Associated Press, FBI says, yeah, they think they're going to blow up refineries in Houston. Hope that doesn't happen. Hope the feds don't do that. Thanks for the call. We got the second hour coming up. More calls, more news. Then a guest. Just stay with us. Big show lined up for you.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.